An open letter to Haringey Labour councillors, don't pass on the cuts. Dear councillor, many Labour, trade union and socialist activists are very concerned about the discussions taking place at the moment with regard to cuts in Haringey. We understand that cuts currently being considered are in the order of 10%. Many of us in the Labour Party, Socialist Party, trade unions and anti-cuts organisations were very pleased when the old Blairite pro-Cobra councillors were deselected in favour of anti-HDV candidates. This was a very popular move which successfully enabled Labour to distance itself from the old Cobra regime. By taking a stand, the current crop of Labour councillors could transform the political situation in Haringey and have a decisive influence on the course of events beyond. Haringey could spearhead a united campaign of Labour local authorities who face the prospect of making similar cuts. Such is the anger that exists towards the Tories, and the disarray in their ranks, this could even ignite a movement to force a general election and propel Corbyn into power. We understand that the level of cuts being discussed would represent a brutal attack on the most vulnerable people in our borough. We believe that this would be a disaster not only for those who suffer the effects of local austerity, but also for the fortunes of the Labour Party. This would be particularly damaging to Corbyn, as Haringey has been dubbed the first Corbynista council. We are utterly opposed to the implementation of any cuts. Haringey has suffered cuts in the order of 40% since 2010. The fat has well and truly gone, and now we are down to the bone. There were high hopes that this new administration would wipe the slate clean. We believe that remains a real possibility, but only if councillors commit themselves to a struggle by refusing to implement any of the proposed cuts. It would be quite possible to pass a legal no-cuts budget by using reserves and prudential borrowing. If this were backed up by a series of meetings and a conference called by Labour councillors across the borough to explain why we have to resist the cuts, we are convinced this could provide the basis of a real mass movement in Haringey to eradicate austerity in the borough, thus putting Jeremy Corbyn's words into action. A public announcement by council leaders committing them to such a strategy would be a huge step forward and a real inspiration to all those looking for a lead on this issue. We would like to meet you at the earliest possible opportunity to join forces with any of you who want to form a powerful anti-cuts coalition across Haringey. We eagerly await your response. Yours fraternally, Haringey Socialist Party.